Tim Atkinson is joining us this morning. He's a Republican candidate for the Williamson County Commissioner's seat that's being left open as Ron Ellis departs. Tim, morning. How are you, pal?
I'm good. How are you doing today, Tom?
Good, man. Hey, you know, this county race, there was, you go before COVID-19, we had our own problems. You know, and they've been pretty successful managing the budget over at Williamson County, especially in relationship to tax, you know, increases, not having them, keeping things balanced. But COVID or no COVID, the future right now and revenue is pretty interesting because of the loss of this power generation plant, one of the generators, and the lost tax revenues. And I find that a really interesting problem and a pretty big sum of figure that I've been told could be presenting a real problem going forward, revenue, COVID or no COVID.
Well, that's right, Tom. I think that the powerhouse represents about 3% of the total property tax intake for the county. So that, you know, it's a very significant number. And you're right. I mean, that really doesn't have any, that's not going to have anything to do with COVID. So, yeah, that's something that we must be concerned about.
You know, because we are looking now at this point at right around $1 million in lost revenue with COVID. So that presents its own problems, too, because $7 out of $10 roughly is salaries.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, it's about 70 or maybe in a few percentages more than 70% for employee cost. And you know, I was sitting through the budget meetings last fall and with the commissioners, and you know, they were doing their best to estimate, like they do every year, estimate their revenues and then match that to their expenses. And, you know, for the commissioners, there's absolutely no way they could have foreseen something like COVID happening. So, you know, they're really in a bind. I mean, it's, you know, $1 million is that's a lot of money to try to find a place to make it up from.
Yeah, and especially saying, look, we're going to have to cut somewhere. And, you know, since 2008, we've already done a lot of cutting. We've done a lot of slimming down. The fat's been cut. We're hitting meat and bone.
Well, you know, and Tom, I tell you what, you're exactly right. And one thing that I learned while I was sitting through these meetings is that I don't believe there is any fat in this budget. You know, everything is being accounted for. And it's, you know, I don't think that they have any other revenue streams that they can pull from, and so, you know, nobody wants to talk about budget cuts, and it is a very difficult thing to talk about, but that may be what they have to do this year to make it up. I mean, 2020 is there's still 3 months left in 2020, and they're going to have to find that money someplace.
You know, one of the reasons why I like doing interviews with on the local race, because it's the most profound impact. It's my opinion that offices like yours, or whether it's the mayor of Murfreesboro or on the board in Harrisburg or Saline County, wherever it is, that's where the most profound local impact comes from. When you realize all the things that you're responsible for, Williamson County is a great example. Here's one of the reasons why. You've got more miles of road than any other county in Southern Illinois, and you have to take care of those and maintain them.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, and all that takes money. And, you know, Williamson County, it is a great county, and we have a lot of things going for us. I mean, there's just so many things happening in Williamson County. But you're right, there's roads, there's all these different things that come along with a good-sized county like Williamson County.
Law enforcement?
The law enforcement, they need new squad cars. You know, there's just, and every department in the county has needs for certain things. And, you know, every department in the county has minimum service requirements that they have to provide, you know. And so when you're talking back to budget cuts, where are we going to find this money? And once again, that is my main concern right now. That's out of all the other things that somebody could say is happening in the county that may be a problem. Right now, today, it's about the money, and it seems to always be about the money.
All right, here's about the money. In CURES money, Williamson County was set to receive $868,541, approved March 27th, Washington, D.C. I spoke with Senator Dick Durbin yesterday, and by the time I was done talking to him, I was very discouraged of whether you'll see a dime. But $868,000 goes a long way towards plugging a $1 million hole, but once the state has its word on how that money's distributed, throwing aside the standards set in Washington, the money that's needed downstate, I have no reason to believe it's going to happen right now after that conversation yesterday, unless something dramatic happens.
You know, I heard Senator Durbin on your show yesterday, and I have no confidence at all. You know, and Tom, it's not just the CARES money that that doesn't seem to be coming, but, you know, we're also talking about the state is holding on to sales tax, income tax, use tax,
right,
personal property replacement tax, gaming revenue taxes. I mean, there's so many things that the state's doing right now.
Well, you know, can I interrupt you there?
Yeah.
Ron Ellis spoke to me about that in particular. You talk about, you know, keeping tax dollars while at the same time giving you additional unfunded mandates.
You know, and you're absolutely right. Off the top of my head, and once again, Tom, I'm not in the job yet. You know, I'm still learning the things that have to go along with this job. So I'm not in the job yet. And when we speak about mandates, I know that there are mandates that come down from Springfield. You know, you're going to have to do this. And we're not going to give you any money to pay for that. We're not going to give you any way to pay for that. You have to find those dollars inside your budget. And it just doesn't seem like the state is ever listening to us. It seems like they have their own agenda, and everybody else is just going to have to live with it.
It was interesting. You noticed yesterday they said that the senator said that Pulaski had applied for $45,000.
Uh-huh.
Remember that part? All right, because it's a county-by-county comparison. Pulaski County is available, as coming to them, according to the state of Illinois' DCEO Office of Financial Management, $125,904. They're applying for $45,000. That's how much they're eligible for because these rules have changed. It's one of the bigger problems that we have. You know, as we get running through here, I'm getting ready to run out of doggone time, and I hate doing that. You know, when you look past COVID-19, what do you see as the biggest challenge, the biggest hope, the light at the end of the tunnel? What would you like to accomplish on the positive side or the negative side to do away with something? You know, I mean, when you try to see long-term in Williamson County, what does Williamson County need to do?
Okay, Tom, I tell you what, because we only have a few seconds left, I'm going to put on my cheerleader hat. I've heard you say that before on your
right.
radio station. So here we go. And I mentioned this in my announcement speech in May of 2019. Now, whether you know this or not, our county is maybe the only or at least one of a handful of counties in the 102 counties in the state of Illinois that hasn't lost population. And I think that's a significant thing for our county. I mean, it shows that even if we are losing people, people are still moving in to replace them.
Yeah.
And then here's another number, and this is really one that I think is very significant. You know what the EAV is? It's the Equalized Assessed Value, which is essentially the total value of the taxable property in the county. From 2009 until 2019, our EAV has increased by over $189 million. That is a 22% increase in that time span. That is an incredible number, and that shows that that tells me that there's great investment coming into this county, that people are interested in being here. You know, we see a lot of new restaurants, a lot of new buildings. And that just proves that Williamson County is really the place to be in Southern Illinois.
You know, I find that interesting. And because you look at the population shift, mm-hmm. and you see the number, it's almost exact. The
yeah.
number that moved out of Saline County and the number that increased in Williamson are almost exact. It's really kind of interesting. I don't believe everybody came from Saline County, but just it gives you an idea about the shift.
Right.
And Marion basically doubles in size. Every day, people, you know, the amount of business that goes on there on a day-to-day basis, Marion swells. And if you don't believe that, ask the guys down at the water department.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
They can tell you. Yeah,
right.
The water guys, believe it or not, the water guys, they know an awful lot about what's going on in a town.
Yep. Before I let you go, in our last 60 seconds, we're talking to Tim Atkinson. He's a Williamson County Commissioner's candidate for the Republican Party. He'll be on the November ballot. Tim, why you? Why you for county commissioner?
Well, so why should people vote for me? Well, I tell you what, Tom, I can sum it up pretty quickly. Williamson County is my home, and I have a great desire to see it succeed. You know, I've raised my family here. I've built my business here. I'm invested in this county. And as your commissioner, I have an overriding principle, and that is that I'm going to filter everything that I do as your commissioner through is what I'm doing good for the taxpayers. You know, will it benefit the taxpayers? And secondly, is it good for our county? Is what I'm doing, the decisions that I'm making, will it move our county forward? And I just want everybody in this county to know that. When it comes to the county, I will always have the best interest at heart. That is my overriding principle.